Hi, we're here with Carrie Tilburn from KAWC. How are you doing, Carrie?
Hi, thanks. Not too bad, Mike. How are you?
Yeah, really well, thank you. Thank you very much for coming on today and doing the interview. I'm looking forward to it. So if you could just start things off and tell us a little bit about who you are, what it is that you do, and how long you've been doing it for, please.
So we have been working in tax consultancy and administration since 2009 for the investment management, wealth management industry. Stocks and shares and tax are a fairly complex area, and there's quite a skill gap across the industry and a very large lack of understanding about the sort of problems within the complexities. So we help clients to navigate the administration, and more recently we have developed our own software to tackle the problems. One of the big problems for us was workarounds and no one solution that was already in the marketplace would actually give us enough functionality to complete our jobs without having to rely on continuous off-platform spreadsheets and VLOOKUPs. And whilst I am a total geek and love those things, it's not a very robust or safe business model to rely on. So we decided to build our own. We've seen across the industry, we've been involved in multiple large scale, small scale implementations, data migrations, and we've kind of seen the evolution of these softwares from their heyday back in the sort of 90s, early 2000s, to now, and how we've kind of provided a cycle of destruction almost, of implementations and gaps, and then you build a bit more here to do X, Y, and Z, but that build for X, Y, and Z has impacted A, B, and C that were built in the very early days. So you get a bit of a patchwork of technology, which is really difficult to manage as it gets older and bigger. And what we wanted to do was to strip it all back as business users and say, right, what are the problems? What do we need to try and solve in order to provide the underlying investors correct tax information, but also manage the changes that you can't ever avoid? There will always be updates to data that you will have to manage, and that's a massive gap in our industry. So we've purpose-built our platform to solve all the problems.
Awesome. So is that what makes you different then from anybody else? Are you kind of unique in your marketplace?
I would say so, yes. I think fintech providers traditionally don't want to do anything unless someone has A, provided a really neat list of requirements, and B, paid for it. So you get a very narrow view of functionality that's required for the function. And I suppose we're lucky because we've had the consultancy side and we've been involved with many different clients. So what we've seen is that when these things happen, and this isn't even just tax, this is across the entire fintech space, if you bill for one client's requirements, you're always going to have gaps when you come to sell to the next person and the next person. And that's where we get the most regression, because there's gaps in code, there's different styles of coding, there's not the same people on the same teams now, so you've got a different approach. You might have links to data that aren't documented between the different areas, so it's quite easy to see how they get in a bit of a pickle. So we've at the very start said we do the core to facilitate the calculations for everything. So we don't take a set sample of clients. We don't do it for one of our clients. We do it for everything. So all the different scenarios you could consider have been built into the core calculation engine at its very early days, that's just what it does in the background. On top of that, we thought about all the different elements of data that we use, that we reference, that we know that the front office and the investment managers and the advisors have to use. So we've been quite clever by creating a very granular system, but storing a lot of data as it goes, so that that data is readily available for recall, for reports, for the UI to expose the information, and also for API functionality. That tax is a really difficult place to link in or to integrate with, because usually you could have transactions going back as far back as 1981 that you need 1982 that you need to take into account to get the correct position. So it's not quite as simple as just, oh, what's the tax position for this security? You actually have to have a wider holistic view. We're definitely very different.
Yeah. So in that complexity of what it is, you're trying to make it a lot simpler for clients. Would that
I mean, one of our mottos is complex made simple, which we have laughed at internally over the last couple of years, because we've had a couple of setbacks, and everyone's human. So sometimes you'll kind of work on something and it's not quite right. And you kind of will maybe have a meeting and it's like, complex made more complex. Awesome. Shall we revert back a little bit and see what we can do to simplify that? So it's the mission, it's the aim. Don't always get it right, but that's okay. Getting there.
You're on a mission, and you've got a vision, I guess, to achieve what you want to achieve. But that's ever changing, ever evolving. So what?
Well, it is. Yeah. I mean, part of what we've done with software as well is try and make it as flexible as possible, because there is always going to be the requirement to change, and we don't really want to get stuck in a trap where we're engulfed with technical debt, and we can't add new features or functionality or changes to the legislation. So it's very attribute based. It's very flexible for that reason.
Right. So what would you say is your business journey's been like then since 2000?
Can you see how old I look?
Some people say roller coaster, you know. How's it been for you?
It's definitely been a roller coaster. There's been some unbelievably amazing highs and some really heartbreaking lows. It's you see a variety of things. It's kind of the scale and what we know we can achieve with the software is huge, because what it could do is help revolutionize how we deal with asset administration, and that we feel is one of the only places we've got left in our industry to actually provide some efficiencies and cost savings, because at the moment it's very difficult to administer assets because of all the information that's disjointed and not tracked or not understood. Mm-hmm. And I think people are always a funny one to deal with. So you're always going to have different personalities. You're going to have different visions. It's been difficult to try and grow organically as well, because we've self-funded the entire thing, which at times is not easy, as any startup will attest to. But it feels a little bit more difficult when you're already an established business, but it's you kind of go back to being a startup again. So it's challenging. It's definitely challenging.
Yeah, that's a good description. It's interesting how you, as you say, you've been an established business, but then you've launched something else, and then you've had to go back to startup mode. But I can see the passion that it's.
I love what I do. I absolutely love what we've built. Like the tax function itself is probably one of the most complex areas of the administration, and through our system, we know that we can automate it by about 90%. It just from being more proactive with the data, putting in specific rules around the data process, and that's stuff that when you asked previously if we were different, that kind of makes us different, because it's not just a software, it's not just an application, it's it's not relying on you to give it great data. It's actually doing a lot of administration for you. I wouldn't go so far as to say AI, but it is fairly flexible and intuitive.
Excellent. And, So with all that experience to date, what would you say is the biggest lesson that you've learned along the way on this entrepreneurial journey?
Don't necessarily take people at their word. That can be quite challenging if it doesn't pan out the way you're expecting. Mm-hmm. Ensuring that you've got more runway than you think you need. I'm sure everyone says that at some point. And maybe a bit of self-care. It's quite challenging to keep that positivity and that progress and that drive going when you're in the midst of multiple things going wrong. So it's important to try and get some balance and make sure that your family understand as well.
Yeah.
The poor family.
Some good shares there. Thank you for that. So that's a bit of looking at the past. What does the future look like, do you think, as far as you can see it? And what are the challenges that lie ahead for that?
The future should be rosy. Will be rosy, should be more positive. It's not without its challenges. I think the pace of change generally is always going to be a risk to us at this stage of growing. Mm-hmm. We are seeing positive movements towards adopting the software, but obviously we're in a slight recession. Not sure if anyone's noticed. So it's a few bits and pieces going on. So obviously nobody likes change, and convincing them to change is one part. Getting the budget for it and the justification for it is a different element. So there's a lot of conflicting sides to align. But yeah, we've got quite a lot in our pipeline in terms of interest and clients coming on. We've got quite a big rollout happening at the moment with one of our existing clients. So they're putting all their platform GIAs onto our system to cleanse all the historic data, take advantage of the automation to identify the gaps in the historic data. So that's quite exciting, because that's one of the first sort of big tests of real data cleansing that we've been able to use within the system and evidence that it's working. Because that takes, for example, if we were doing it manually, it would take around 8 to 12 months of 3 people reviewing data, going through it, and once we get the data into the system, it should take us 2 to 3 months, if that, and that's more around data retrieval for the historic stuff. So it's kind of it improves efficiencies on a level that is difficult to explain until you've got the evidence to back it from the implementations. Yeah. So it's quite exciting that we're starting to get that now. I think longer term, we've got quite a lot of data in there that can help remediate or help reconcile other functions within the business as well. So although it's tax reporting, it helps with the custody, it helps with the income reconciliation, the cash reconciliations. So we can help improve quite a lot of different processes. And we've made it completely cloud-based, so that if HMRC ever get round to making the investor tax digitalized, mm-hmm. we'll be able to provide a really quick link into those reporting requirements as and when they come along.
Good stuff. Sounds like there's a fair bit of opportunity ahead for you. So with all that considered and the challenges that you've overcome and potentially what are ahead in running a business, what inspires you to do what you do? I know you mentioned a passion, but about what you're doing, but is it friends, family, anything that you read, listen to, or the people that you work with, the reasons that you do stuff for?
Oh, I mean, I think my core reason is my belligerent desire to just fix things.
Yeah. Yeah.
It doesn't go much beyond that. I think there's a lot of really cool people that I sort of follow on LinkedIn and listen to. But in terms of what drives it, it's more fixing the problems. It's making things better and providing a solution that actually removes a lot of pain and risk for the investment banks, for the wealth managers, for the retail space, but ultimately gives the investor a much better experience too. It's the administration side can be quite problematic. So if you're sort of investing large sums of money, you want some reassurance. And I think having really good, robust and automated processes and reports can help massively in that area. But
You get
yeah.
a buzz from fixing those.
I love fixing stuff. It's
Yeah.
ridiculous.
So if you were to come across somebody just starting out a business, and they asked for a piece of advice to give them as they were starting out, is there something that you could offer from your experience? Might be linked to your learning.
Yeah, well, surround yourself with good people. I think our team are phenomenal at kind of traveling with us. It's very difficult to navigate, but when you've got the right people around you and they're supportive of what your ambition is as well, it's really helpful. We've had a variety of internal conversations about investment and whether we made a mistake about not getting investment earlier. And there's always arguments for and against, but fundamentally, we've got the full support and backing of the team, which helps us continue with the push forward. So I think having the right people around is really important. And people that understand what you're trying to do, not just people that see an opportunity and want to be involved because they might get a lot of money later. It's having a bit more of a not a kindred spirit, but having much more of a link to those
Yeah,
values.
sure. Good advice. Thank you. So then lastly, in terms of being able to find out more about what you're up to or any latest news or sharing your website that anybody watching can go and access more information or contact you, feel free to share that.
Oh, yeah, I think the easiest place to keep in touch at the moment is probably my LinkedIn profile. I try and release blogs and videos around updates and where we're at, and give our company a follow on LinkedIn as well. We're there, and that has all the website links. It's kwc.co.uk for the actual website.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, Carrie. It's been an absolute pleasure talking with you, and I wish you all the best for the future of the business.
Ah, thank you. It's been lovely.